As we have explained, the Yevanim targeted the menorah and the 8 days of Sukkot because both of those symbolized and reinforced Klal Yisrael's belief and trust that Hashem's presence resides exclusively among the Jews and will never abandon them. The Greek philosophers, and this is quoted in a number of Sfarim, they believe that humankind in general wasn't the purpose of creation. They're merely a facet of creation, another life form, much in the way that scientists believe today. Klal Yisrael's belief is that humankind is the ultimate creation, and all things in the world were created to serve humans. And then Klal Yisrael were chosen from all mankind to serve Hashem exclusively. So the concept of Hashem's presence residing upon Klal Yisrael was, in essence, antithetical to what the Greeks believed and what the Greeks were trying to influence. That was against the way the Greeks were trying to influence culture. The Gemara Ksubas tells us a frightening story, how Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, during the Churban, was riding on a donkey out of Yerushalayim, and his Talmidim were following behind him. He noticed a woman who was searching for little grains of barley among the trash cast away by the Arabs, among their animals. So she saw him and covered herself with her hair and said, "Rebbe, please support me." And Rav Yochanan asked her, "Who are you?" So she replied, "I'm the daughter of Nagdimain Ben Gurion, one of the wealthiest people in Yerushalayim. Do you remember signing as a witness on my ksuba?" So he told his Talmidim, "I do remember." And it promised her thousands upon thousands of golden coins, and that was just from her father, besides what her in-laws promised. And Rav Yochanan then began to cry. And he said, "Praised, Ashrecha Yisrael, praised is Klal Yisrael. When you're doing the will of Yisha Hashem, when you're doing Ritzayin Hashem, no nation or tongue can overcome you. No Am or Lashon can overcome you or rule over you. But when you don't do the will of Hashem, you're thrust into the hands of a lowly nation, and not only them, but you're lower than their animals." The Maharsha there explains that when Rav Yochanan said, "Praises Klal Yisrael, Ashrecha Yisrael," he meant that both aspects of their predicament was praiseworthy, meaning both the fact that when they do Hashem's will, they rise above any and all nations, and even the fact that when they disobey Hashem, they fall below all nations, is also a tribute to the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Chelek Hashem Amai. We're the exclusive portion of Hashem. We aren't connected to any other angels. We aren't like the other nations of the world that have an angel in Shemayim, a Sar that guides them. We're exclusively connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we do His will, we're above all the stars and all the Sarim and all the angels who control the nations. No nation can dominate us. No nation can have power over us. We are Hashem's portion. But when we don't do Hashem's will, and Hashem removes His Shekhinah from among us, then we are lower than any nation in the world, because now we have no connection at all in the heavens, and they're all above us, all better than us, more powerful than us. The identity of Klal Yisrael is bound to our connection with Hashem. If we live with our connection to Hashem, or Oisim Ritzayin Eshel Makim, then we live within HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protective cloud of Shekhinah. It's impossible for any nation to rule over us. And this was the secret that the apostate was communicating to the Yevanim. If you want to rule over the Jews, you have to destroy their menorah. But not so much the physical menorah itself, but what it symbolizes, the presence of Hashem residing among Klal Yisrael. So what they needed to do was to chase out that Shekhinah. So defiling the oils and corroding Klal Yisrael's commitment to Torah and Avodah, it was a dual purpose to chip away at that connection, successfully driving the Shekhinah out of the Beis HaMikdash. And this was the way that the apostate taught them they would be successful, and the only way they could be successful in ruling over Klal Yisrael.